Hi there, London Museum update. After the Science Museum, we went to the Natural History Museum, and we've just come out of the British Museum. We're sitting in a coffee shop, sore legs, trying to wake ourselves up again, because we're suffering from museum fatigue.
A little bit too much information, too much culture.
So, the Natural History Museum, what do you think, Peter? What was it like?
It's okay, we kept trying to find the human biology section, which seemed very elusive.
Yeah, and then when we found it, it was a bit of fashion.
Rubbish. But then that was made up for by the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs were the highlight of the visit, I think, because you walked above them to give you a summary, and then you walked through them below.
Yes.
And all those plastic dinosaurs that you were purchased out of Early Learning Centre in your early years have given you an endless fascination with dinosaurs.
Yes. Gazing upon them, I realised my forgotten love for them.
So we left there and we headed across to the British Museum basically because we want to kill some more time and we don't want to pay for anything much.
And it's raining outside.
And it's raining. So just out to the British Museum. What do you think of the British Museum, Peter?
It's very grand, very big. Very museum-y. It's different from the other ones. It's more of it just shows you old stuff they've dug up in a nice, respectful way.
Yeah, it's well presented. They're not forcing education on you. I didn't see any kind of touch screens or interactive bits at all, which there was all in cases well presented, and you just walk through. Well, obviously, there's too much to take in, but you alight on different things, didn't you? You just get attracted to different odd things.
Mainly the weaponry for me.
For you, it was the weaponry. For me, it was, I don't know, odd things.
Money.
But very interesting, very, very busy, and I think in order of interest then, Science Museum first.
Well, Science Museum level one, the rest was awful.
Science Museum level one was best, British Museum was excellent.
Yeah, and then Natural.
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, there was the dinosaurs in the Natural Museum.
Ah, Science Museum level one versus the dinosaurs in the Natural Museum. Which would win between the two?
Okay, so we got, oh, I don't know.
Okay, listeners, you're going to have to wait for the verdict for our next boo.
Okay, so Science Museum level one, because it made us go, aww, aww, and then
Dinosaurs
Natural Museum, and then the British Museum. Don't include the rest of the other two museums, just those two sections of the first museums.
The British Museum has got an aww bit when you go in.
When you go in, yeah. The reception.
We stood there for a full 5 seconds just going, aww.
Full five.
So there you go, that's the museum update. We haven't found Brian Cox in any of these places.
I'm going to give up.
So I think we're going to give up, and we're just going to have to try and get the Englishness out of Jennifer some other way. Speak to you soon.
Auf Wiedersehen.